Let's talk about that's kids' entertainment. Let's talk about the other end, because we're going to talk about pubs now. Sadly, and maybe unsurprisingly, one report this week had some more bad news for UK hospitality. The sector has lost an average of 2 licensed sites every day since the start of the year. And that means the sector has contracted 14% overall since March 2020. This is according to research by Nielsen IQ and Alex Partners. But what really interested us, we kind of covered that, you know, the pub struggles a lot on Wake Up to Money. But something really stood out to us, which is that while the number of food-led venues shrunk by 3% in a year, drink-led venues, known in the industry as wet pubs, have grown by 1%. So that's a single glimmer of optimism. And we are going to cling to it and talk to Duncan Borrowman, who's owner of the multi-award winning pub, the Bailey Head in Shropshire. And it's also Camera's current National Pub of the Year. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
So, I mean, tell me a bit about your pub, because are you surprised that pubs like yours, focused on drinks, are bucking the trend and are doing better than kind of the wider decline we're seeing in hospitality?
I think we're bucking the trend. We're doing better, but I wouldn't say we're exactly sort of very buoyant. I think surviving is probably the better term rather than, you know, massively buoyant compared to the others. I probably the thing that makes me less surprised, we stopped selling food when we came out of COVID because of rising energy costs, staffing costs, and changes in people's habits. So we've cut doing food and allow people to bring in food from places around us. And I think that has helped us to survive because it's cut our costs down against massive rising energy costs. It's cut our costs down against staffing costs. And food is more staff intensive. I mean, we didn't need a chef, but you still need extra staff to be able to serve people and take orders, which over the top of, you know, the number of staff you need to serve drinks is a lot less intense. And I think that element has become a much bigger factor in costs for food-led pubs, the cost of actually running it rather than just the cost of ingredients.
And are you seeing people bringing in takeaways as groups and still having a meal together but buying their drinks, or maybe even bringing in supermarket food and having a bit of a picnic?
I wasn't working last night. I'm also a councillor at the council meeting, but after that I came in and saw 2 tables full of people eating boxes of pizza from a good local pizzeria. So we are seeing it, especially at the weekends. We have some small eat-in venues around us who also do takeaway, and we've almost become an overspill venue to them, and we promote each other. And I think it makes for good community, and it makes for people coming out and know they can go to an area of town and pick up some food, pick up some drink without worrying about being able to get a table. And it works for everyone, I think.
That is lovely to hear, that sense of community. We're getting something else that's lovely is how many messages we're getting in about people who just love their pubs. Bob in Hove says, I'm off to Lambourne in a minute to see a brother of mine, off to Cornwall for 3 days. He had owned a wet sales pub since 1994. Great pub with proper people. Greg says, my regular pub, the London Inn in Plimpton St Maurice, is a rarity. It's a wet pub in a village in the suburbs of Plymouth, serving 8 real ales and the community. The landlord works hard and cares. Carl in Cumbria, I go to the pub at least twice a week, eating out at least once, spending £150 plus per week. Blessed with so many wonderful pubs, living in the Lake District has its perks. Our village pub, the Wheat Sheaf, has been making people happy since 1607. Thank you for that. I mean, Duncan, we do talk about the decline of the pub, but so many people out there, they care really passionately about their local boozer.
I think they do. And, you know, we're in a town, Oswestry, with, I think it's 22, 23 pubs in a fairly small town. It always had a large number. People do care about their pubs, especially if their pubs are part of the community. I think that some of the pubs that have suffered the most are ones that parts of big chains and don't quite have that hands-on feel that a lot of the more independent pubs have in terms of not feeling like you're going into sterile atmosphere, having people running the place who set a tone that makes the place hospitable to people to go into. And I think they are surviving far better than places where it's just about going in and sinking a few pints and watching some football.
Mm. Well, I think Andy and I are both at the same stage of life where we pretty much need a pub that will also serve chicken nuggets for our kids. But briefly, if you can, because we're almost out of time, Duncan, are people changing what they drink? Are they changing their spend?
They're probably spending a bit less. Interesting, you know, we're bucking the trend a bit because of the awards. We do other drinks, but we're massive on cask beer and we're massive on craft beer and all independent stuff. And we're not cheap comparatively for the part of the country. It's a cheap part of the country, but comparatively not cheap. So people are coming out. I think they're drinking less in volume, but they're drinking better. And I suspect that's also probably shows up into the food side that we see. The places that are busy are the places that are doing a quality product rather than, you know, something that you could do at home. If you're going to go out, you want to make the most of it.
You certainly do.
We are back with the Fantasy 606 podcast.
Whoa, whoa. It's about Fantasy Premier League.